In Iraq, the U.S. military says it now controls at least 70% of Fallujah. Lieutenant General John Sattler, the U.S. Marine commander there, says the mission has been successful, and insurgents in Fallujah are now essentially cornered.
We have struck with precision, very, very precise munitions. We have struck against the terrorists and struck against their infrastructure. We are comfortable that they are not able to communicate, to work out any coordination. They are now in small pockets, blind, moving throughout the city, and we will continue to hunt them down and destroy them.
Lieutenant General John Sattler went on to remind journalists that fighting in an urban area is very close and very violent.
Controlling Fallujah and other Sunni cities is seen as vital to the success of planned elections in Iraq. Senior news analyst Daniel Shore says it may not be enough.
If Iraq's first democratic election is to be held in January, then the battle for Fallujah could be called the primary. It is a test of whether the Iraqis, whose capital is now under a nighttime curfew, can be made secure enough to be able to go to the polls. In strictly military terms, the advance into Fallujah is going well, a lot better than last April when the American forces called off their attack. Now the U.S. Army and the Marines have forged ahead into the heart of the city, leaving the untested Iraqi troops to mop up behind them. But there have been disappointments. The American command hoped by a swift encircling movement starting last Sunday to trap insurgent leaders, possibly even Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, number one on the terrorist wanted list in Iraq. But it appears that most of the insurgent leaders succeeded in escaping to fight another day. Since then, there have been a series of apparently coordinated attacks in Mosul, Kirkuk, Samarra, Ramadi, Baghdad, and elsewhere. Many of the attacks have been aimed at Iraqis cooperating with the interim government. The insurgents have also been resorting to hostage-taking. Three relatives of interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi have been kidnapped, and a group calling itself Ansar al-Jihad has threatened to kill them in 48 hours unless the Fallujah offensive is halted. The attack on Fallujah, which the American command considers vital to a January election, has also developed some contrary pressures. The leading Sunni political party says it is pulling out of the interim government in protest against the attack on Fallujah. A group of the Sunni clergy has called on their followers, who form 20% of the Iraqi population, to boycott the election. That may change between now and voting time. But with the insurgents fanning out to other parts of the country, it appears that pacifying Fallujah will not be enough to ensure a secure election. This is Daniel Shore.